Head to the blogosphere we go in his regular Monday spot from CanadianThinker.com. The one, the lonely, Freddie P. How are you, Frederick?
I'm just great, Jeffrey. How are about you?
Doing okay over here as well. And Dalton McGuinty's pockets are doing all right. We'll start with him this week. As the eco-tax, it's been revealed that hated eco-tax that he brought in is quite a bit of a moneymaker, Fred. He's got $20 million stored up from this.
Well, isn't that great? It's great to have $20 million. I just, again, don't like the way he got it. The eco-tax is something that we didn't hear about during the election campaigns, if I'm quite, if I'm on top of my memory. I know I'm getting up there, MacArthur, but I don't recall that.
No, you have a very good memory, because this was brought in to help us with the cost of recycling electronics, things like TVs and that were filling up our landfills. It wasn't supposed to go just to be put away somewhere.
To general revenue.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you're right. It hasn't even been used for that. It's like a little nest egg of. So when is that money when is that going to go towards saving the environment? I guess that's the big question. You know, it's a lot like that health tax. The first time he was elected, there will be no taxes. And then, what did he call it? A health levy or something?
Yeah.
It's interesting we're on this subject, because this morning when I came into work here at this massive powerhouse that is the Wolf in Peterborough, that's a radio station, Tim Hudak was here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, a nice little chat with him, right? We spent a lot of time talking about Dalton and his taxes.
Well, he's got to be licking his chops over this news.
Well, you know, when I had that conversation with him, I said, you know, traditionally in this province, you know, we tend to go provincially the opposite from nationally. But I said this time it's going to be different, because everybody really is, they've probably had enough of Dalton. He might be a nice man, whatever. But 8 years of it might be time for a change. So Hudak is in a pretty good position right now.
Oh, he's sitting pretty. This and the polls are backing that up. Just outside today, as he's in, I think, majority territory, they're saying. So
yeah, but remember, John Tory was for a while too.
Yeah, well, this really is. It seems, anyways, yeah. Hudak's election to lose here. But this $20 million really bothers me, Fred, because once again, here we are overtaxed, and that's money that, quite frankly, I would be more than happy to spend. Because government, leave me alone. Nobody spends my money as well as I do.
No, I totally agree. It's another situation, and this one thing I don't like about the McGuinty government, it's all these hidden taxes to make up for the shortfalls in other ways through government mismanagement. You know, he's just groping for dollars wherever he can. You know, in the HST, listen, it was going to come in, but some of the stuff that it's on, like, you know, our hydro bills and our gas bills and stuff like that, it's just not fair. But again, it's just another way to reach out and grab some money to put somewhere to make the job he's done not look so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are overtaxed as a province. We all know that. And when I hear that there's $20 million just sitting around now, it makes my blood pressure rise. It makes my blood boil.
No, I don't blame you, MacArthur. It's just, it's not in the spirit of how that tax, again, that hidden tax or that surprise tax was brought in. It's, you know, I've bought a couple of flat screens in the past year, and and each time I was surprised, you know, when they're adding up your bill, you got to pay when you buy. And, you know, enough of the taxes in this province. I mean, they're enough. The HST is enough without adding that to it as well, because that's all it is. It's a tax.
Yeah, and how backward is that when you go out and you buy a new flat screen there, Freddie, and the additional cost on what you're buying new is to throw away something that's old?
No, I get, and it's not cheap. It's something like $13, isn't it, on a flat screen?
I think so. Yeah,
wacky.
It's up there. All right, the Royal Tour. Will and Kate arrive in Canada starting on Thursday. They'll be here. They're going to visit four provinces and one territory over, I believe it's 8 or 9 days. Are you excited? Are you all a Twitter here, Freddie?
Nope. But listen, if it spins your propeller, good on you. I could care less. I mean, I think I've told you on your show several times, as far as I'm concerned, the monarchy should be done away with. I think we've evolved to a point where kings and queens and royalty is a little tiresome and needless, but that's my position. But you saw during the wedding, this entire nation was just gripped by it. So, hey, if it's your thing, great, super. Mm. It's just, you know, you talk about tax money and spending our money. How much of our money, our hard-earned money, will be spent on hosting them? And who are they, and what is their significance, really, at the end of the day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the untold amount of money that's going to be spent on things like security and such. And even I was reading this morning, the government's come out with a new app that you can apparently download on your smartphone, in which you can track Will and Kate's every step, see where they're going, what they're doing. I mean, how much money, how many taxpayer dollars are spent on coming up with that?
Who knows? But see, I think this is a tactic by the government. They want to give you that information because this is one of those sort of feel-good things. I think, you know, they lick their finger, stick it in the air, and they go, you know what? Most people are into this, and it's one of those put a smile on your face, make you feel good events. So let's get behind it. That way, they won't be worrying about stuff like eco-taxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But you know what? If they're going to come up with an app to attract any of the royals, how about Pippa? I want to know where Pippa is and what she's up to. I'd be more interested and more excited if she was coming over, Freddie, than Will and Kate.
Absolutely.
All right, and finally this week, Michael Jackson. It was the two-year anniversary of his death this past weekend, and also up for auction this weekend was the jacket he wore in the Thriller video. They thought it might go for about $400,000. Fred, it went for $1.4 million at auction.
And you know what, Jeff? I thought that was relatively cheap because the type of people that buy these things, money is no object. And say what you want about Michael Jackson, one of the greatest of entertainers of all time. And that jacket, so significant based on the success of that album, I mean, basically, which defined Michael Jackson.
Well, is there anything more iconic, save maybe that studded glove of his? I would suggest next to that is probably this red leather jacket from Thriller.
So if you're into this memorabilia stuff, I'm thinking that's not a bad price, because if you can afford $1.4 million for a jacket, you could probably afford 10, really, if you wanted, right?
Mm-hmm. I wonder what this guy, it's some Texas billionaire, Texas tycoon that bought it. I wonder what he's going to do with it. Do you wear that thing to parties?
I don't know. Some of these eccentric guys, right, will probably put it in a glass case in his living room or something and just show his friends. Who knows?
Yeah. I hope he shows up to one of his stuffy parties with that on and tries to moonwalk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have any kind of cool memorabilia from your years in radio or from, I don't know, following different bands and such?
I got a Hummel and Fred condom from back in the mid-90s. We, you know, I was part of the Hummel and Fred show, and we had this deal with Durex, and we had condoms. How about that? Does that qualify?
Is it past its best before date?
Yeah. But yeah, I never used it, never needed it.
Didn't you guys?
I had one of the old vasectomies, you know.
Didn't you guys also have the urinal screens?
Yeah, yes, we do. Well, no, urinal pucks.
Pucks, okay.
So when you went into a bar, you peed on us, yes.
Yeah. you didn't keep one of those?
No.
No.
Oh, and beyond that, you know, remember they were giving away, they weren't giving them away, selling the seats at Maple Leaf Gardens?
Right, yes.
I wanted one of those, but I couldn't get a freebie, and I refused to pay $400 or $500 for one. But so what I do have is a seat from the old exhibition stadium.
One of those bad old aluminum chairs that you froze to death on a cold day. Yeah,
and I didn't have to pay for that. It was please take this away, please. So I did. So I have one of those in my rec room.
Very nice. That's a I'm sure a seat of honor for whoever wants to be the most uncomfortable during Freddie P's parties.
Yes, it was seat 19, by the way.
Okay. Thank you, Fred. You have a great week.
Loving you, MacArthur.
Right back at you. There's a Freddie P from CanadianThinker.com.